afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. G'day, my name is Josh Williamson. I come out here this afternoon to bring you an important message. A message that is important, yet it's a message that many may not like to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a society where people like to continue in their own merry way. They don't like the idea of having their thought process challenged or even considering the possibility that they are wrong. But ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon I want to talk to you from God's Word. I want to share with you from the Bible that talks about who we are and talks about what we're like as human beings. And ultimately it tells us about what happens when we die. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, in this world there are only two types of people. On this earth of what, some 7 billion people, there are only two types of people. If you like the Western films, the old John Wayne classics, the two types of people were the quick and the dead. Now, we're not living in a Western culture, so we don't have to worry about the quick and the dead. But in our culture, we're told that there are two types of people. There are the haves and the have-nots. There's the us and there's the them. There's the privileged and there's the underprivileged. There's the oppressor and the oppressed. Everything in our culture seems to break down to two types of people. But ladies and gentlemen, I put it to you that those constructs aren't actually the two main types of people in the world. You know, the Bible says there are two types of people. In the book of Psalms, which is God's word, God's songbook in the Bible, he says there's the blessed man and there's the wicked man. He says they're the only two types. The one who is blessed and the one who is wicked. And I want to read to you from the book of Psalms, from the word of God. Listen to what God says about these two types of people. The Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The Bible here says there's two types of people, the blessed man and the wicked man. And the question you have to ask yourself and endeavor to answer is this: what man are you? Are you a blessed man according to God's word, or are you a wicked man? What person are you from God's word? Now you might hear that and say, well, I'm a blessed man. Or some might say, well, man, I'm a wicked man. Well, what are you? Well, the Bible actually gives us some indicators. Notice that the blessed man is described as one who delights in the law of the Lord, and he meditates upon it day and night. In other words, the one who is described as blessed is a man, as a person, who loves God and his word. The Bible says he delights in hearing from God. He delights in hearing from the word of God. The question is that you? Do you enjoy the word of God? Do you read your Bible? Do you read what God's word says? You see, ladies and gentlemen, the blessed man opens up the word of God. He delights in the word of God because the Bible tells us who God is, it tells us who we are, and it tells us how we can know him. You see, the word of God doesn't make us blessed. The word of God shows us how to be the blessed man. For instance, the word of God says that naturally we aren't in God's good favor. Naturally, we are separated from God. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says there is a great gulf, a great gap fixed between our Creator and us. And that gap has been caused by our sin. You see, the man who delights in the Word of God, the blessed man, is a man who understands the truth that he has sinned against God in thought, word, and deed. You see, the blessed man, the man the Bible commends, wasn't always a blessed man. At one point, he was hostile towards God. He was alienated from God. He was cut off from his Creator. Yet, as he came to understand his sin, he also heard of the great love of God. The great love of God that comes into this world to rescue us. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we need to delight in the Word of God because it tells us that we need a rescuer and it tells us who the rescuer is. You see, we all need a rescuer because we've all done wrong. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." That is, you and I by nature do that which is wrong. By nature, we do that which comes naturally to us. Wickedness, sin, wrongdoing. You know what? I'm a father. I have two little kids and a third on the way. And something I've noticed with my children is this. Children don't have to be taught to be naughty. It comes very naturally to them. You have to teach children to be good. You have to teach them to do that which is right. And the reason we have to teach them the right way is because we are all born of a sin nature. We are all born sinful. We desire sin. We drink sin as if it is water. We long for sin. Now, sin is breaking God's rules. It's going against what God says we should do. You know, I spoke to a man earlier today who said that God gave his people a rule to look after the earth. And the Bible tells humanity we should look after the earth and do that which is right. But we don't do that. That's just one of the rules that we break. The Bible says we should seek to do good. And whoever who knows to do the right thing and doesn't do it, it's sinful. We don't do good things. God says don't lie. But we tell lies. God says don't steal from people. Well, we steal, don't we? We take things that don't belong to us. Even though it might be something small in value, we're thieves. God says don't commit adultery. But Jesus said if you even look upon someone you're not married to with sexual desire, you've committed adultery in your heart. You see, God's standard is a lot higher than ours. God's standard is perfect and we aren't. God says our thought life is the same as the physical act. We think about lust and Jesus says that's adultery of the heart. We think about hatred and God says that's the same as murder. We all sin against God. We're not naturally the blessed man that the Bible speaks about. The Bible says there's two types of man, the blessed man and the wicked man. We're all naturally the wicked man. But the Bible also says the blessed man is one who delights in the law of God. He is the one who delights in God's word. Why does he delight in God's word? Because God's word says this, even though we have sinned, even though we have done wrong, even though we rightly deserve to be judged and we rightly deserve to go to hell, God has shown great love and mercy towards sinful people. The Bible says this. It says, here is a saying worthy of all acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, to rescue us who are wicked, to rescue us who are sinful. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the blessed man, the man spoken of in Psalm chapter 1, the man who delights in the law of God knows these things. He knows that he has sinned. He knows he has done wrong, for God's word tells him so. He knows that he has sinned. But he knows, more importantly, the fact that the Savior, Jesus Christ, has come into the world to rescue sinners. You see, our sin said we should die. The Bible says the wage of the sin is death. The soul that sins, it shall die. That's what the Bible says. Yet the good news is this, the rescuer, the Savior, Jesus Christ himself, has come down from heaven. The second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, God the Son, comes to this earth to rescue us from our sin. Our sin said death. Jesus said, no, in love I will die on the cross for the sin of my elect. Jesus says, no, on the cross I'll die for the sins of my people. Jesus says, no, on the cross I will die for all those who will believe. Our sin said we should die. But Jesus in love died on the cross for sinners. He took the punishment that we deserve. And 3 days after Christ died, he rose again from the dead, defeating sin and death. That is why Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." The blessed man becomes the blessed man only because of Jesus Christ. Only because of what Jesus did. And because Jesus has been so kind as to die on the cross for sinners, to take the punishment we deserve, to rise again from the dead 3 days later, because he did all that, we should long to repent. We should desire to turn from our sin, turn from our lying, turn from our stealing, turn from our lust, our hatred, turn from our rejection of the only true God, and turn to Jesus Christ and trust only in him. The Bible says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You will become the blessed man spoken of in Scripture. You will become one who will go to heaven when you die, not because of the works you have done, but because of the works Jesus has done." See, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says there's only two types of people in the world. The blessed man, who understands his sin, who's come to the Savior in repentance and faith, who reads the Word of God to learn about who God is and who he is. But then the Bible also says there's the wicked man. The wicked man, our natural state. The wicked man is the opposite to the blessed man according to the Bible. The Bible says the wicked man is driven away by God. In other words, there is no peace for the wicked. There's no peace, there's no joy, there's no contentment for the wicked. Always striving, always seeking, never finding an answer. The wicked are blown about, the Bible says. The Bible says the wicked will not stand in the congregation of the righteous. In other words, the person who has never trusted in Jesus, the person who's never repented of their sin, will not go to heaven. They will not go to be with God. The Bible says the wicked will not stand in the congregation of the righteous, but rather they will perish. The Bible says those who go through life sinning, doing that which is wrong, and failing to repent and trust in Christ, they're wicked, and they will perish in hell for eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our natural state. That is exactly what I was like. That's exactly describing me before Jesus was so kind to me and granting me repentance and faith. You see, we are all naturally the wicked man who deserves hell. We're all naturally the one who gets blown about, that never has peace, never has contentment. That's our natural state. That's why we need to delight in the Word of God and the law of God. For the Word of God tells us that yes, there is no peace for the wicked, but there is peace for those who come to Jesus Christ. There is peace and contentment in the knowledge of knowing who Jesus Christ is. There is peace, contentment, forgiveness of sins, and heaven when you die for all those who would turn from their sins and trust only in the Lord Jesus Christ, who bled and died for sinners. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one way of forgiveness. There's only one way to heaven. Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man goes to the Father, no man goes to God, except through him. The Bible says there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Jesus and Jesus alone. See, ladies and gentlemen, Buddha cannot save you. Muhammad cannot help you. And Pope Francis certainly can't save you. Only Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ, by his death, burial, and resurrection, can come to you and take out your heart that is naturally wicked, clean you up, and make you brand new, to make you, as the Bible says, perfectly righteous. Only Christ can do that. That is the way we go from being a wicked person to being a blessed person that the Bible speaks about. So the question is this: what kind of person are you? Are you a wicked person, constantly being blown about, not having peace, searching but never finding, striving but never entering? Are you one who is in your sin at this very moment, never forgiven, on the road to hell? Or are you the blessed man who delights in the Word of God, who knows the God of the Bible, who knows the Lord Jesus Christ, who bled and died for sinners? Have you repented? Have you trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you fled to the Savior? I can't answer that question for you, but I pray that the Lord would convict you, that He'd send His Holy Spirit upon you to convict of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And the Father in love would draw you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you gaze upon the kindness of God shown in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, may you repent. May you turn from your sin and embrace the Savior by faith. Ladies and gentlemen, life is a short thing. We're here for but a moment and then we're gone. We're dead a whole lot longer than we are alive. The question is this: where will you spend eternity? What type of person are you? Are the Bible's person who says you're blessed because you've been forgiven? Or are you a wicked person who's on the road to hell? Know this: if you are the latter, if you're a wicked person on the road to hell, just like I was, Jesus Christ is so kind in that He'll forgive all your sin if you would repent and trust in Him. Ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon my prayer for you is that the Lord would grant you repentance and faith to the acknowledgement of the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. May God grant you salvation this very day.